This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient McCune, M-C-C-U-N-E. The first name is Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H. Date of birth, August 27, 1967. Date of evaluation, August 13, 2024. Referring physician is Dr. Saqib, S-A-Q-I-B. Hassan, H-A-S-A-N. The chief complaint, 56-year-old male who is seen preoperatively. The HPI, the patient is a 56-year-old male who was first seen in the office approximately 1 year earlier, period. He is noted to have a history of an industrial injury to the spine, period. He had developed repetitive motion injury to the spine, period. He had initially been evaluated and followed by occupational health, period. He had reported low back and left hip injury, period. He was noted to have moderate severe pain, period. He underwent bilateral L4-5 and L5-S1 facet injection on April 15, 2021 before the diagnosis of axial low back pain, period. The patient continued with significant pain despite conservative measures, period. He first saw Dr. Hassan in approximately June of 2022, period. He had continued with low back pain, which he described as cramping. Knot, K-N-O-T, which is at times sharp, period. Symptoms were rated 6/10 and radiated bilaterally to the lower extremity, left greater than right, period. He was referred and was anticipated to have surgery in 2023, period. At that time, he was advised to undergo echocardiographic evaluation, period. He was unable to perform echocardiogram, period. Patient apparently was a no-show for his echocardiogram, period. He had noted, correction, he was found to have untreated hypertension and history of erectile dysfunction, period. He was noted to have visual change and findings of copper wiring on his retinal exam, period. As such, he was advised to be treated with beta blockers and echocardiogram ordered, period. Echocardiogram, in fact, had revealed normal function and the absence of segmental low motion abnormality, period. Patient was cleared for his procedure, but apparently it had not been done, period. He returned today where he reports lower back pain and numbness in his toes, period. He has shooting pain, which is worsened with activity, period. He further reports a cumulative injury to his industrial injury of the back, period. Pain is improved with rest, period. He reports symptoms of chest pain, which occurs randomly, period. His past medical history is noted to include that of hypertension, neck number left inguinal hernia, neck number erectile dysfunction, past surgical history, right wrist MCP, neck number epidural, medications, metoprolol 50 milligrams one daily, hydrochlorothiazide daily, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father died with coronary artery disease, and further underwent valve replacement, period. Review of system, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure 134/84, pulse 57. Respiratory rate 20, height 59 inches, weight 209 pounds. The impression, this 56-year-old male continues to have symptoms of additional cardiovascular disease. He has ongoing edema, period. He is noted to have symptoms of double vision and blurry vision, period. He further reports chest pain, period. The plan requires carotid duplex, period. Will repeat echocardiogram, period. If these are normal, he can proceed with surgery. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Kenneth McClure.